So we'll first chant the root verses that we've looked at so far.
The perfect Buddha Kaya pervades all. Suchness cannot be differentiated. And all sentient beings have the potential. Thus they always have the Buddha nature. Powerful, not changing into something else. A nature that is essentially moistening. These attributes correspond to the qualities of a precious gem, space and water. Hostility towards the Dharma, the view of an existent self, fear of samsara's sufferings, and neglecting to benefit sentient beings. Being the four kinds of obscurations for those with great desire. The Tirtika Shravakas and Pratyeka Buddhas. The cause that purifies these is the four qualities of the path, sincere aspiration, and so forth. Those whose seed is aspiration for the supreme vehicle, whose mother is prajna, giving rise to the Buddha's qualities, whose abode is the blissful womb of meditative stability, and whose nanny is compassion, are the heirs born to follow the powerful one. The Dharmakaya is purity, since it is pure by nature, and since the habitual patterns have been removed. It is the genuine self, since fabrications involving a self or no self have been completely stilled. It is happiness, since the aggregates of a mental nature and their causes have been completely turned around. It is permanent, since it realizes the equal nature of samsara and nirvana. Their prajna has cut through all self-cherishing without exception. Out of a deep caring for sentient beings, those with loving kindness do not enter into peace. Relying on the skillful means of understanding and love to attain enlightenment, the noble ones will not remain in samsara nor nirvana. If the Buddha element were not present, one would not become weary of suffering, not long for nirvana, nor strive and aspire towards this goal. Seeing the suffering of samsara as a fault, and the happiness of nirvana as a positive quality, comes from the presence of the potential white. Because those without the potential do not see in this way. Since the Dharma Dhatu contains the elements of the Dharmakaya, the victor's wisdom and compassion, it is shown to resemble the ocean By having the qualities of a vessel, jewels, and water, the flawless dwelling possesses the higher perceptions, primordial wisdom, and freedom from stains. These are totally inseparable and thereby resemble the light, heat, and color of a lamp.
Kaise tomo vinda meja sanje nirano su sanje nene matoto sanje nita kvelampo chenze raja dorje jona dunga nyoka junze nazo tata chiko te son tsukpa jingze te la kaise mi me yo me yo mi ma yo mi le yin da takpar minu nge zi danda so so rangka rikyo Timmy, she was a non-demic bacon, like a dumb,
As
before, please give rise to Supreme Bodhicitta as it is taught in the Mahayana path.
Talam kezate namya joy nami tropa jupetone.
So what we will be looking at this afternoon is the sixth of the 10 presentations, which has to do with engagement.
Telayang tangbon dor tembane so su chemba do san ke te yin yin jopa le te ni ze pe sim chin la jarbin yin bon de ten do chi sa so.
So we'll look at verse 45 first, which is the brief explanation. And it says, since suchness manifests as classified into that of ordinary individuals, noble ones, and perfect Buddhas, those who see reality teach that sentient beings have the heart of the victorious one.
So suchevo, denba mato, patumbany mato, pa so suchevi te yinyam, te yinyedam. Pakpa te yinyedam, tumbany je ton tokpa, pakpa namje te yinyedam. Zokpa sanje je te yiny, som the rab de yeva le, yevan jokwa le tsamne. Te konany ton damb denba, un som the zikpa. Tamche Chembe, Sanjeje, Zoba Sanjeje, Durzer Churba, Lomar Churba, Simchin, Carban, Chodan, Damba, Namla, Jarba, Tegin Chikpin Yimbo, Sanjeje Yimbo, Chuji Yin Rang Yinjin, number Takba, De Hindu Sarvar Tendo, Hindu Sarvar Tendo, Sarpasumber.
And the commentary says, well, the suchness of ordinary sentient beings, and ordinary sentient beings are those who have not seen truth or who haven't attained the first bodhisattva level. And the suchness of the noble ones, which are those who have realized what emptiness is, and the suchness of the perfect Buddhas. When they are divided out into categories that way, then you have these three divisions. So three divisions come about because suchness is engaged in these three different ways. And so the perfect Buddhas then, they have directly seen reality and have attained omniscience. They see everything. And therefore, for fortunate disciples, fortunate sentient beings, which are their disciples to be trained, they perfectly teach very clearly and perfectly teach the Tathagatagarbha, or the Dharmata, or the Dharmadhatu, the true nature of the mind.
Dzogpa Sanje ji Durza Karpa Ncho Nama, Durza Karpa Tan Dhemba Nama, Dekhi Nyingbo Tenpe Junsen Yote, Sosu Chewe, Semje Nelok, De Yin Yi, Lohur Ji Chama Tan Jeba Tan, Phakpa Namje, Semje Nelok, Chama Ra Kwa Ta Tan Chawa Ma Da Pe, De Yin Yi Tan. Dene Sanje ji, Dimni dimni bhakta chadan jeba sepe dimni bhakta dan jeba jeba tarve yevala tute sungba yimbisa. Dosa karpan cho namna sungba re.
There is a reason to teach about the Buddha nature to disciples, these beings to be trained who are fortunate, because there are these three divisions, or three, almost you could say, phases. There is that of the ordinary sentient being, where the Buddha nature is covered over, or is along with all the incidental stains. Then there is a second phase of the noble ones, where the coarse incidental stains have been cleared away, but not the subtle ones. And then there is the perfected stage of the Buddhas, where the stains, along with their habitual patterns, have been completely eliminated.
Sosu Jevo, Sinja Lord, Demban Toma Dogbati. The Yin Hikwa Jeta Yin Sitya Malo to many ages of us.
And then there is a detailed explanation in the next verse 46. Suchness manifests as mistaken thought for ordinary individuals, as the reversal of this for those who see the truth. And unmistaken, just as it is, the freedom from fabrications for the Tathagatas.
Sarzan. Devara Hikpi Ningbo La Chuchin Lo Yin Jukchor Chi Chepar Som Yote Sepa Susu Chewo Nam Takpar Nzimbe Dohi Tang Dohi Sinje Lo Tang Sem Sinje Lo Tang Tawa Sinje Lo Tang Jukpar Kaan Ye Tung Tampe Denpan Tung Wen Pakpa Lopa Nam Pakpa Nam Sinje Ma Sinje Lo Tele Dote, Tanzi, Munjurva, Pampet Sorge, Jukwa Serdam. Te Yin Chikwane, New Mumba Drepa, Hibs a Drepa, Pachata, and Jepa Pampe, Yang Taba, Jetawa Yin, the Sinja Maloche, Drupa Mabanido, Jukwa Ser. Yeah. The other thing is a Kanza. Somdo number yeva goni, temba chuji yin te yinye ja number somdo joro. Ya. Ela wadwa.
And the commentary on this verse 46 can be put into the form of a reasoning, the subject of which is the Buddha nature. And what's posited about it is that there are three ways for the mind to engage Buddha nature. This is the section on engagement. So there are three ways for the mind to engage the Buddha nature. And the first one then is that of the ordinary individual who engages it through grasping onto it as being permanent. And so it has the ordinary individual has this kind of grasping. And so because of that, they engage in it with a mistaken idea, with a mistaken mind, and a mistaken view. View meaning like philosophy here. And then there are those who see the truth, and that is the bodhisattvas who are on the path of learning. And they have turned around or turned away from what is mistaken, and because of that, then for them they have discarded or given up the actual manifestation of grasping onto things as permanent, or taking the Buddha nature to be permanent. So that's the second category. And the third one is that of the Tathagatas. And so they have, by giving up the two veils, or the two obscurations, which is that of the mental afflictions and the cognitive obscurations, they engage the Buddha nature just as it is, without any mistakes and without any mental elaborations. And so these three different kinds of individuals are called that which is supported. And there are these, through these three kinds of divisions, then the support, which is the dharmata or the or suchness, becomes divided into these three different types.
So, since we are teaching, rank is same. Just now, look, there is a young boy. Since the law to churpa inde, marek pa da dance inje drip te, rank is same. Just now, look, mato te, same. Since the law to churpa sa.
So to break these out then and explain them in an easy way, given the ordinary individual, they engage their own mind in a mistaken way. And why is that? Because they are obscured by the ignorance which is clinging to a self, and therefore they engage their minds in engage in this in a mistaken way. And an example that illustrates this is like not recognizing that we're dreaming while we're dreaming. So when we are dreaming, we are also mistaken about the nature of our own mind that's appearing in that dream, and we take things to be truly existent, to be real.
Dopa goni jupa yinte, pe namala ngon shibaye, te pe goni, domne abayur.
then the next one is given the noble ones. They have reversed clinging to their own nature of mind, the Tathagatagarbha, as permanent or truly existent. And this is like recognizing that one is dreaming while one is dreaming. When one recognizes that one is dreaming, at that point clinging to it as real or as permanent has subsided. And yet there are still remain very subtle dualistic appearances. And in the same way, for these bodhisattvas, they have eliminated clinging to these appearances as real or truly existent, but there are still subtle delusions that remain. And then the third category is given the perfect Buddhas, they enter into the truth without any any confusion or delusion, and that's because the Dharmata, free of fabrications, has become manifest. It's become totally free of anything that would cover it over or veil it. So that's... That's the that completes an explanation of engagement. So now if you want to ask questions, please do.
Yeah.
We have a whole hour for questions. So,
Rinpoche, my question is, you kind of explained it this morning, but I still feel like I need further explanation. When you say that the dreamer is dreaming, that I can understand because I know that my mind is what's dreaming, but then if this is a dream as well, then is who's dreaming that or what's dreaming that? I understand the description of it, but does it have a mind itself that thinks, or is the emptiness space? Like, that's what I need. I feel like I would like more clarification.
If this is a dream, you mean if daytime, this kind of reality is a dream as well? Who's dreaming?
It's like I need a container to know what's doing the dreaming. Or who's doing the dream?
Who's dreaming the daytime dream?
Yeah, daytime hours. The Nimo de Nimo Gimilam Nimo Tiki Nawadi
nilam gi nangwa dwa po yin na tene nimo gi nilam di su tang gi re
su gi tang su gi
tang su gi tang gi re su gi nilam di tang gi re
de malam te nyen tu te pa tang jan no dami mato chen dan zeng chen tru pe kanza la tene malam tang te denba ta do na denba ri chen do nga na so nyong re nyen tu te pa te jan no dami mato pe kanza la ya
so if one explains it according to the Shravaka Yana, the foundational vehicle, then the one who's dreaming the daytime dream is an individual who is under the delusion of having a self. And so when the way things appear as truly existent in the dream, then they are clung to as just that, as being truly existent.
In the same time below, Lamalam, Nimin Nawan De, Pakyaka Nawari, Pakyaka Nawan Imbissan Trubare, Trunangre, Trunang Imbissan, Trunang La Dembari Imbissan Trubare, Tisena, Dini, Pakyaka Truba, Mazepe, Kanzala, Trunang Kalkin, Trunang La Dembari Kinkre. Takes one.
So?
Same example.
Then if a person who belonged to the mind-only school were to answer your question, they would do it in the following way. They would say that what appears during the daytime are appearances of habitual patterns. And these habitual patterns are delusions. They're delusive appearances. And the mind that clings to these delusive appearances as true is therefore deluded. And until one has exhausted all of the delusions of the habitual patterns, these delusive appearances will continue to arise and one will continue to cling to them as real.
This and Trunang te pakya gatop ji sharvasena pakya maze je pardo tene malam tawe na wa te khagre. Same example.
Milam tardo.
Re malam tawe.
Yes. And so, since delusive appearances arise based on the power of our habitual patterns, then and that means that until we exhaust all the delusions of these habitual patterns, these delusive habitual patterns, they will continue to appear just the way dreams, appearances in a dream continue to appear.
Tene kholo parpa gomba ranje tan thanjur je lola. Tene Tendi nawa na to de jujin tender je nawa nang sam. Cho tawa la dabizung ni sharva tabre. Cho tawa la dabizung ni sharva tab. Nang dong yin mi yin yang. Tetar ma to te. Tender je nawa la denbari kimbe. Sem chi nam. Tene tende nang dong yin mi lan tripar. Malam moma kipake.
If someone who belonged to the two schools, one of the two schools of the second turning of the wheel of Dharma, the Svatantrika or the Prasangika schools, the autonomous or the consequentialist school, were to answer your question, then they would give the following answer. They would say that what appears in this life are mere appearances arising interdependently due to the gathering together of causes and conditions. And these appearances are like the reflection of the moon in clear water.
They are appearance and emptiness inseparable. But we don't recognize this, and we cling to these appearances of interdependent arising as being real. And so ordinary sentient beings then do not see the appearances of this life to be emptiness and appearance indivisible. And it is like of not recognizing that one is dreaming while dreaming.
Tene ta dehi ning bitawa oma yen dong ko lo la sem je ne lo we sa dehi ning bo la ngo le thama mi jen den dan ji yin tin lun ju tro ba yin na yang dhamma me pa ta lu tro ji yin tin la mong de ma chi jen dhamma la trupa dhamma la den ba ri jen be tob je tene ne lo la a de pe Nelok drepa simchi nam trupare.
And then, if someone who belonged to the Madhyamaka Shentong school, which has the view of the Buddha nature, if they were to answer the question, they would say that what happens is that the essential nature of the mind that is without flaw, the Buddha nature, radiant clarity, is endowed with ultimate qualities that are spontaneously present. However, they are covered over by stains. And so the ordinary sentient being that doesn't know this then takes the stains to be truly existent and doesn't know that the spontaneous qualities are present. And so these daytime appearances arise for us because the nature of the mind has been covered over by these stains.
Tenin trapa jamba lam jang shigre pena tangbo nintu dame matope wanka trotor shino trapa te nyebo dame peton kanza ka dame gomna trapa le trokre semtan tardo sena nye donga te kona nye gomna tenin nye nanga malanta nye nanga trapa jang togre tenin rantong tardo sena tende nangza na den Denbar came the Nam Do De Tongbany Gomna, Yang Togre. Yen Tong Tadu Sena, Sim Jin Nelo Wesa, De King Yin Bu Dona, the name Mato Patama Jangre. Dina Tongy Gomrim, the Gupa Yang Hako.
If one knows how one has become deluded, the mode of one's delusion or how it was that that happened, then if one enters into a path of practice that purifies away these delusions. So we just looked at the four different ways that delusions arise, and then how are they purified away? Well, if one's practicing on the Shravaka path, then the problem was that one didn't see no self. And so one practices meditating upon the lack of a self in the person. And that in that way, this delusion that there is some kind of a person or self there is eliminated. And if one belongs to the mind-only school, then one meditates upon reality that is empty of duality. And by meditating upon this, the delusion of duality, of dualistic appearances, is eliminated. If one is a member of the Rangtong school, above we call them the Swatantrika and the Prasangika schools, then one meditates upon the concept that takes to be truly existent, the mere appearances of interdependent arising, one meditates upon that concept that takes these to be real or true as empty. And that then eliminates taking these mere appearances to be something solid and real. And the fourth, for the Shentong school, then one meditates upon the Buddha nature, on radiant clarity, that's the nature of the mind. And through that, then, one illuminates the stain of not realizing this nature. So to put it in a few words, all of this explanation, then one needs to realize the nature of one's own mind. Well, that's what the work is about, and that's all one has to do is look into the nature of one's mind or into one's own awareness and realize its nature. There's a song of Milarepa's called the 27 Disillusions, and from among those, in which he selected six as the main ones.
Mm-hmm. 그게 저런데.
They were it was sung last year here the 27 dissolutions.
Yeah.
So so through the view, one cuts through doubt. So without having a view, without having an understanding of the philosophical systems, way of looking, then it's not possible to cut through all doubts. So that's the first one. And then one makes this, one brings this into this one's experience through meditation. And that's the second one. And when one combines conduct with behavior, then that is the that's the arrival at the ultimate or at the end. It means one has come to the end, meaning it's the best. The fourth one is the practice is to awaken the directly the four kayas, and the fifth one is that the result is said to be found within the mind, was included within the mind. And the sixth is that one realizes that everything as one. So what this basically is pointing to is that first one begins looking into the nature of the mind, looking at the view to understand the nature of the mind, and then one meditates upon that. And through combining that meditation with one's conduct, one brings that to perfection, to its final point. And what becomes manifest through that are the four kayas. And all of those, everything, is found to be included. The result, and this result is included within one's mind. And that's why it's said that one realizes that everything is just this one thing, i.e. the nature of the mind.
And
in brief, then, view, meditation, and conduct, and result, the four, all depend on realizing the nature of the mind.
Yeah, Lord Don Kande said the same thing. Nailok le yenda je yenda deva thavya yaba yena drabare.
So if you're studying, and you think you're going to find the result someplace other than the nature of the mind, then that's confusion.